Legotians 去你那
half a million Legotians,
720,000,
970,000,
over 1 million Legotians. They know that if you give me your afternoon, I will give you hard facts.
Hello, this is Sandra, and all you do, going beyond the headlines and focusing on the facts.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
Hello, Lagos. Good afternoon. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts. Thank you so much for being a part of this show today. Thank you for tuning in. You are here alongside 1 million Legotians. And hey, if they like something, they cannot be wrong. So thank you for tuning in. And congratulations again to all the Nigerians who participated in the Commonwealth Games. You did phenomenal stuff. I wish brands will start chasing people like Toby Amusong, Ese Brume, and all these phenomenal young women who have been consistent for the past 5 years as far as athletics is concerned. You know, I understand that brands want to endorse or be associated with people who are highly visible, who have people who are watching what they're doing, who have people who are, you know, constantly checking up on their life to see what's going on with them. But away from views and likes, they're also your brand benefits from being associated with something that says a bit more than flash in the pan. You know what I'm saying? Like, if your brand is tied to a Toby Amusong, for instance, you're saying that your brand is resilient. You're saying that your brand supports hard work, you know, that your brand supports tenacity, supports glory. Because what these women and men who participated in the Commonwealth Games, most of them been representing Nigeria well on these global platforms for years now, what this shows is, you know, what it does when people work hard, when people keep pushing, when people keep trying, no matter how many times they fail or how many things get in their way. Especially when you think about Toby's story. Toby Amusong told us that her father burned her running shoes because her father didn't think she would amount to anything as a runner. You know, when she almost broke the world record the first time, Nigeria happened to her. The sports administrators did not turn on the timer. So there's a story there about resilience, about tenacity, about hard work. These are the kind of things that brands should want to associate with, you know? And they're also inspirational. They will inspire a horde of young people. Those are my thoughts anyway. I should be doing my own, focusing on my own work as group brand manager for Nigeria Info. I'll leave you to do your work. Yeah? If you want a brand consultation, come and pay me. But hey, you know, I think that these young women deserve, like, I feel like brands should be fighting over themselves right now to sponsor them, endorse them, partner with them, be associated with them, because they are so hot right now. But anyway, let's talk about some of the big things that happened over this weekend. The Commonwealth Games, of course, that's number one story that we're going to talk about. Team Nigeria succeeded at a high key level. It was ridiculous. We'll talk about that. Then let's talk about Governor Sanwo-Olu's TV interview. Oh, yes, he talked about quite a bit during that interview. And we're going to try and touch base with a lot of what he addressed during that interview. We're hearing reports that there were robberies on a coal bridge this morning. I'm going to need you to confirm that for us when we talk about that on today's big weekend as well. At 4 o'clock, I beg to differ returns. We will have our first playoff today. I'm excited. The kids are already here. They're ready to go. I'm ready to listen to them. I'm ready to, like, hear what they're going to offer us. And they will be debating something that I think is pretty interesting, to be honest with you. Today, they'll be talking to us about the proposed nationwide ban on okadas. They'll be telling us if it's a good idea or a bad idea. The proposed nationwide ban on okadas. Is it a good idea or a bad idea? I've got two teenagers who will be joining us at 4 p.m. to debate that. Remember, 1 million naira is up for grabs. And tell someone to tell someone else. I beg to differ is back. Make sure they're listening from 4 o'clock. On the big hard fact, Let's talk about the 7 million discarded voter registrations. INEC will be here to answer your questions, so also don't miss that conversation. It starts at 5 o'clock. As usual, we'll have news updates at the top of every hour for you. After the news at 6, we'll bring you the newsroom. Ufoma and Agogo Obo bring you the newsroom every Monday from 6:15. But let's get started with the big weekend. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, Lagos. These are your hard facts.
The big weekend.
Do you watch athletics, and did you watch Nigeria's win at the Commonwealth Games? Did you watch it? Do you agree with Governor Sanwo-Olu on security, transportation, and identity management? How can Lagos tackle armed robbery? And has the federal government done its best with ASUU? It was a big weekend, Lagos. Let's talk. Congratulations again to Team Nigeria at the Commonwealth Games. The games officially ended today, and we are seventh on the medals table. We've got 12 golds, 9 silver, 14 bronze. We were almost sixth, though, but Scotland beat us by 2 silver medals. They had 12 gold like us, but they had 11 silver. The big talk right now is about Team Nigeria women. All 12 gold medals were from women. We had Ese Brume winning the long jump. She also set a new Commonwealth Games record at 7 meters. We had Toby Amoshan winning the 100-meter hurdles just days after winning the World Championships. And she also helped us win the 4x100 relay. That was crazy. I watched it. My God, you should have seen my household. Everybody was in front of the TV just praying, because he had Thompson there from Jamaica, you know. You had Jamaicans on the field, and then of course the people from England were also on the field. The people from Australia seemed to be running really, really, really well. So like everyone in my house was just in front of the TV chanting, praying, say, God I beg, oh God I beg, oh God I beg, oh. We were screaming, we were shouting, tension, we whole lot said, drew that 4x400, and then they won. Oh my God. Chioma Onyekwere won the discus event, and Eukeria Iyazi won the para discus event. That's a discus for people with disabilities. And our women did not only win in track and field, they also won in weightlifting. They won in powerlifting, they won in wrestling. It was just a wonderful outing for Team Nigeria. You know, we've been doing jackery for the men on social media. Everybody's has been asking, men, what happened to you at the Commonwealth, you know? But they also did a great job. They all did the country proud. And now the games are over. No scandals this time. No stories about missing jerseys or missing flights. Just great sportswomen, great sportsmen bringing home medals. What did you think about the Commonwealth Games? Did you follow it? Did you enjoy it? Did you watch? Talk to me. 0700-993-993-993-0145-7190. Men, call us on 0700-993-993-993. Women, call us on 0145-7190. Did you watch the Commonwealth Games? Did you enjoy it? What were your highlights for you? Who were you rooting for? You know, because some people watch and they're like, okay, you don't have any Nigerian in this team, so I will root for this particular country. Did you have that happen? There were times when I would be watching a particular sport and there'll be no Nigerians in it, but you have like Kenyans and Ugandans. I'll start supporting the Ugandans because my partner lived in Uganda for a while. So in my house, we talk about him as if he's also Uganda. So in my house, if Ugandans are doing something and Nigerians are not doing it, we also support the Ugandans, right? So for some of the races, even though they were Kenyans, there we were supporting the Ugandans, and when the Ugandans will win, we'll be like, yes, yes, because Kenyans are always winning these running things, you know. So let's add up who wins more, you know what I'm saying? 99.3, hello,
hello, good afternoon,
good afternoon. Sandra. What's your name?
My name is Jay.
Hi, welcome, Jay.
Okay, So I've actually followed the Commonwealth Games.
Okay.
And I'm sure that your household in North South, you shouted in the area for that quarter. Everywhere scattered. So like, it was just like, it was just, go. I said, that was how all started.
You can't do it. Just be going.
I'm telling you. But beyond the 4x100, the last shot I was at a woman, the long jump.
Yeah.
You know, she had jumped 6.99 and had one goal.
Mm-hmm.
But then her last jump, the girl don't jump finish. She knows that she don't win. She had even gone to pray. You know that thing. People now do that. She just surpassed the record and hit 7.00. That one was even like the high point for me because she had gone to do that thing. Even though she had even smashed the record at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Then it was, the girls were really brilliant. It was fun. I watched Nigeria almost all through.
Yeah.
My gender. I don't know what you're
Thank you very much. I mean, hey, come on. They won a lot of silvers and bronze, you know, so they try. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, ma'am?
Happiness from Ikorodu. Sandra, the women can do it. We have done it again. Congratulations for our women.
Yes.
We made our country proud. Yes. Hope you are seeing it. We have made them proud.
Mm-hmm.
Sandra,
mm-hmm.
Well done.
Thank you. Thank you very
carry
much.
Go.
All right. You too. Carry go. 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for calling.
Sandra.
Good afternoon.
This is Abi Oyelowo.
Hi, Abi Oyelowo. Welcome.
Yes. I actually celebrate those Team Nigeria. Actually, even if there's nothing that is making us smile or happy in this country.
Mm-hmm.
This alone is a thing to be happy for.
Yes, so it really is.
Alone, honestly, to be frank with you, because
really
they work for success and they get the reward for success.
Mm-hmm.
I really celebrate them.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for calling us and joining the conversation. You can also share your thoughts on WhatsApp, by the way. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. 080-959-75805. Obinna Okereke is joining us over Skype. Obinna, what country are you calling from? Hi, Obinna.
Hi. Yeah, Sandra.
Welcome.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
Yeah. I'm good, Sandra. I'm good. I wouldn't have called, but when you were asking the question, the high point for me, because actually I watched it in Israel.
Okay.
So the relay match. The relay race.
Mm.
I watched with a Ugandan and a South African, my friend.
Okay.
And you should have seen it where I was so elated. I was so happy. You know? I was going for them. I told them, see my country. You know, I was proud to keep Nigeria.
Yeah.
You know, I felt, in fact, I'm so happy. And
yeah.
I also, when they were, when Utobi was singing the national anthem,
mm-hmm.
you know, I felt some kind of goose pimple all around me. It's been long. I heard the anthem of my country being sung in a national stage like that.
Right.
So it's so lovely.
It was a moment of pride.
I'm very proud of those girls.
Yeah.
Thank
you so much for calling. Oh, I cried though. Hey, when I was listening to them sing the anthem, I cried like this. I was so proud. We've got Mrs. Adetokunbo on the line. Hello, ma'am. Welcome.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening.
We are very happy. I'm very happy that we win.
Yes.
But the problem is that I didn't watch it.
Oh.
It's people that are telling me because of no light.
Oh.
You know, this light of a team in this Nigeria, up to this century, we are talking about light. It's a very shameful thing in Nigeria.
Mm.
We only develop bad things. We don't develop good things. Yeah? Kidnapping. What we make us happy, we don't watch it. So I'm really happy for that.
All right. Thank you very much for calling, Mrs. Adetokunbo. You know, Nigeria was the top performing African team. Maybe you don't clock out. Nigeria was the top performing African team. We got more golds than Kenya, South Africa, Uganda. All of them. Hey, God, their daddy. 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. Hello, thanks for calling us.
Hello, Sandra Ezekwesili. Good afternoon, ma'am.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
my name is Paul. I'm calling from Aja.
Welcome, Paul.
These girls, they are wonderful. They are too much.
Yeah.
I like what they are doing. Honestly, they make us proud.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so, so happy for them. In fact, share our boys. Our young boys, now, the only thing they know how to do is practice Yahoo Yahoo. They don't want to do anything that they will excel, that they will make people proud of them. So I'm happy for the girls. Kudos to them. Big up to them.
All right.
Keep it up.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You know, this is the second time I've heard that sentiment, that young boys are too busy participating in fraud to be showing up and showing out the way the young women are doing. And I don't know that that's the reason. But he's the second person I've heard that sentiment from. We've got a message here on WhatsApp. Xavier from Bagada says, the Commonwealth Games was a spectacle. My girls did fantastic. Quite a number of them are my friends. Please give kudos to the men. Oh, our male relay team won the bronze medal. The last time the men won a medal of any kind in that event was 1990 Commonwealth Games. 32 years. They did amazing. To the brands that prefer other events to better people, if they like, let them not prioritize right. It's their business. We need to harness more sports. Our people from the South are fantastic swimmers. If only government will do the needful. Australia amassed most of their medals in the aquatic sports, swimming, diving. We are capable of more, but investments must be made. You cannot give what you don't have. Xavier, with that message in Bagada. Hi, Xavier. Thank you so much for messaging us. India was also a revelation at the Commonwealth Games. India was doing phenomenal things. So, as in, they were shocking everyone. India and Nigeria had sports analysts in awe, you know, during this tournament. Val is on the line. Hi, Val. Val, sorry about that. Call back if you can. 99.3.
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
You have Chick on the line.
Welcome.
Yes. I just want to say that this is the what you Nigerians as a whole has benefited since this region. It is just a good story over the whole thing. That you know, we're just hearing about kidnapping and all that, but this today's news, when I heard it over the radio, I think I was impressed.
Yes, it's a great story. In fact, President Buhari says that this is a great parting gift for him. And, you know, everyone's happy about this. This is just great stuff. Nigerians always doing amazing stuff. You know, it's beautiful. I've got a comment here who says, the boys did well. We saw boys winning silver and bronze. We also saw many of them coming fourth and fifth. So are we saying that the reason those particular boys did not win gold was because they were doing Yahoo? No. It's not all or nothing. All right. Thank you for your message, Andrew. We've got a message here from Chinedun Ijebode who says, congratulations to all the medalists from the Nigerian contingent to the Commonwealth Games. But my felicitations to them is on a personal level, and that is where it ends. This is because the Commonwealth Games, to me, represents another form of British post-colonial slavery. Okay. All right, let's go to our second story. You can still keep talking about our first story, that's fine, but I want to bring you our second story. And for our second story today, we go to the interview that Governor Sanwo-Olu had over the weekend. He talked about lots of issues on the minds of Lagosians during that interview, to be honest. You know, he talked about security. He talked about the red and blue lines. He talked about the Apapa port congestion. He talked about identity management. He talked about the Okada ban. He talked about so much. And I want to play you some of what he said, and then we'll talk about the things that he talked about, you know, on those on that interview. So here's what he had to say about the railway.
We have the best professionals in this, you know, on our payroll already, and we've thought through, you know, the entire end-to-end, you know, possibilities of things that can happen, right? We even have a team of policemen that are dedicated on the Blue Line rail on the Blue Line rail corridor even before it gets started, to clean up, you know, and to ensure that there are no miscreants, you know, there are no hoodlums, you know, on that entire corridor. But professionally, how you tend to mitigate some of the concerns, you know, that you have is to ensure that you have core professionals who are running your train service. Ensure that, you know, your system is up to date, that you can ensure that it's a cashless system. The moment people know that there's a back end that can know that Seun Okibalu came to this station based on the way and manner in which we've collected your money, you'll think twice. You're not going to appear, you know, and just pay and just think you can walk away. No. The moment they know that you are going to go through a turnstile who have also recorded you to go and board the train, they will think twice. So these are some of the things that we're ensuring that we'll put in place. And in the event of anything whatsoever happening, like I said to you, there are still cameras that are going to be there, and people will play back and ensure that we can nip this in the board, you know, and have redundancy. Yeah. You know, because talk about trains dropping, that our trains will never.
Someone who talked about the Apapa gridlock, and he says that the Apapa problem has been fixed. Is that true? Listen to what he said about the Apapa gridlock.
I'm looking straight into the camera. I have fixed Apapa gridlock. And there's no apology to that. I have fixed it. So let me tell you, and you can ask, I'm on national television, right? What we've done, even MPA had written letters to commend us. All of the major businesses in Apapa have written letters. I get daily video recording of what is happening in Apapa. I've gotten the one for today, and I'm sure I'll get tomorrow morning. Between 7 o'clock and 9 o'clock. Between 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock on a daily basis. And it's moving. Residents in Apapa have written to me to thank us. What used to take 2 hours, 3 hours now takes them 15, 20 minutes journey. But what is the remainder of the problem? We're doing Ferragamo. They're doing the road from Sunrise in MTN from the Maltu end going towards Apapa. That is a portion that has not been completed. I think it's a stretch not more than less than a kilometer or something. So that stretch needs to be completed for you to have a complete cleanup of it. However, you still have trailers on some of these roads. And why so? You have trailers because, you know, the ETO system that MPA had set up, which is actually working, but there's been a lot of sabotage amongst themselves, right? That's number one. Number two is also that they do not have enough trailer parks that can take these articulated trucks off the road. We are building one for them, you know, by O'Reilly, which we've signed a concession with someone. It's supposed to, be able to relieve about 2,500, you know, and off the road. So one of the things we said is that if you have an effective call-up system, what you should do is that if your truck has not been called, you don't have any business coming into Apapa area. That's the only thing that has not been fully implemented. One. Secondly, inside of the terminals themselves, you know, Apapa Port and Tinkan, when they call trailers to come, maybe 200, 300, they need to have enough space in their facility to be able to take those 200 inside their facility and not leave them on the road. Those are the conversations that we're trying to clean up with them. Once you give an instruction and say, at 9 o'clock, I want 200 trailers to move, container trailers to move, you must ensure that you have enough facility in your terminal to be able to take all the 200 of them off the road and put them in your facility so that once they take their containers or drop their containers, they can leave. Those are the little glitches that we need to finalize with them. But in terms of the real blockage where citizens or residents or businesses cannot access Apapa, Seun, we've done a damn good job with that one.
Is that true? Let's take a break.
The Peter Rufai Summer Clinic is back. Parents, guardians, or institutions, get your child or pupils engaged this summer with their preferred summer event, such as football, basketball, taekwondo, and lots more. Allow us to do the work in helping them realize the potentials in sports. Register and learn about leadership skills. Enjoy the drills and thrills with professional, fun-based trainings and games. Join and be trained by true legends of the game, such as Peter Rufai, Fatai Amo, and experienced coaches. 2022 Summer Clinic is about to be lit. Peter Rufai Summer Clinic starts on the 28th of July through the 13th of August 2022, and it's all happening at Omole Phase 2, Isheri, Lagos. Registration is open to both boys and girls between the ages of 3 to 17. For more information, participation, and sponsorship, sponsorship, call 0810 0580744 or 0905 221 3920, or send an email to starfofficials@gmail.com. Supported by Cool FM, Nigeria Info FM, Wasobi FM. Brought to you by Starf Sports Development Limited. Security is guaranteed, so don't worry. PRM BSSA. It takes a champion to make champions. See you there.
Welcome back to your number one talk, news, and sports station. This is Nigeria Info.
If you just tuned in, hello to you. You're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. We've moved on from Nigeria's success at the Commonwealth Games. Now we're talking about the interview that Governor Sanwo-Olu had on TV over the weekend. So you've heard him talk about the railway that Lagos says will be ready by next year, first quarter next year. And you've heard him say that the Apapa port congestion has been cleared. Is that true? Governor Sanwo-Olu also talked about a drop in robberies and bad accidents since the Okada ban. And I wonder if this is a sentiment that you also share with him. Now, of course, if you couldn't watch the interview live, here's what he said about the Okada ban.
The only border that I have, you know, there is a land border is Ogun State. The other border that I have is the Atlantic Ocean and water. So it's only one piece. It's only one state that we look at.
So it's easier for you then?
A lot easier.
So you work with your brother in Ogun State?
So we actually have a joint commission, Lagos-Ogun Joint Commission, where we do things around fiscal planning approval, transportation approval, and security issues. But to speak directly to the Okada thing, we've seen tremendous, tremendous improvement, right, in the areas in which it's been banned. In fact, people have written to me to commend, you know, not only have we seen a drop in issues around security, you know, robbery in car, you know, traffic robberies and all of this. We've also seen a significant drop in accidents. You know, we don't see people being lame, you know, cutting of limbs in our hospitals again, because these were reckless driving that usually terminates, you know, people's life, you know, unexpectedly. So we've seen tremendous improvements in that.
So he says that there's been a drop in robberies and bad accidents since the Okada ban. He was also asked about the revenue that Lagos State generates and what the revenue does. And here's what he said.
What we have to show for it is that on a monthly basis, right, I manage the emergency of the city. Today alone, there's been 4 emergencies that has been reported. Today alone, I've recruited over 650 brand new fire engine. Sorry, over 650 brand newly recruited fire service men. I've bought 64 brand new trucks that I will invite you for commissioning. I spent over $1 billion to take off the refuse in Lagos. We're creating a sanitary landfill site. That's what we're doing. We're building 16, 18 kilometers of rigid pavement road that runs into tens of billions. We're building the biggest market in the country in Lagos. That's what we're doing. You can see it, you can feel it. So you and I need to go on the tour round. I'm saying to you that you stayed out of this city long enough. You come, let's do a tour round so that you actually can show your audience. And you've got a rich audience. You've got an informed audience who really, really believe in you so that they see. You see, governance at this stage in the level of this nation, it cannot be a child's play, especially Lagos. And by the way, whatever figure we have, we see now, we actually can triple those figures because the opportunity is there.
And then he talked about NSARS. He was asked about young people, about whether Lagos has recovered from NSARS, the aftermath of NSARS. And he said that psychologically, we have recovered.
So, you know, time heals. And people, you know, in the last 2 years, people are more discerning. People can indeed see the reality of a one-day perception and a two-year or a one-year perception, right? We're not taking anybody for granted, and we're not taking, you know, anything, you know, to chance. Conversations are going on. And what they want is not about what has happened. It's about what is this government doing to improve the lot of each and every one of us. It's about what opportunity this guy is giving to us as young people and giving us a space for us to be able to flourish, you know, and get to the highest level of whatever profession we have found ourselves. And that's the conversation we're having. And that's what we're doing, right? If you come to my cabinet, right, my commissioner for finance is 34. My commissioner for Agri is 38. My commissioner for innovation and technology is 33. They run the show. See, it's a work in progress. You know, and so everybody would have one thing that he wants or the other. But if you look at the generality of my citizens, who are the young people, they understand, they feel us. I've trained over 400,000 people in digital skills alone in Lagos. That's what they want. I've enabled a lot of people with last week, which is the Lagos State Science Research. We're giving them grants on innovation, on technology. We're not asking for, well, that's why I'm saying we're not giving anything to chance. It's a work in progress, and we're ensuring that we're talking to all stakeholders. We're collaborating with them. We're asking you, is your life, you know, when it was 2-3 years ago, Lagos came out of COVID. Nobody talks about that. We take it for granted. It's been a very difficult time for the government. And you know what? We saved this nation. I lost people. My deputy governor lost his brother. I lost the senator. I lost the honorable House of Assembly. But we saved the nation. But we came out of it stronger, bigger, and bolder.
You think Lagosians will vote for you to get back in office?
They've seen the experience. Shehun, at 3 a.m., who would you call? A man that has experience, that has been there, that his hand has been there, that has rolled off his sleeves to keep this city safe, the biggest city in the country, and is the safest city, is the city that gives the best opportunity on a continuous basis for 3 years. That is Babajide Oyelashe.
Lagos, let's talk. 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. You've heard the governor talk about the Apapa port. He says it's cleared. He talked about, young people post-NSARS. He says he's the best man to be re-elected next year. He's talked about the revenue of Lagos. You know, the question was, Lagos generates at least 50 billion every a month. Where does that money go? And you heard him tell you where that money goes. He talked about the Okada ban. He said that accidents have reduced, robberies have reduced since the ban of Okada in Lagos. He also spent a lot of time explaining the state government's security strategy. I'll play that for you down the line. But for right now, let's talk about the things that you've heard so far. 01465-7190, 0700-993-993-993. Hello, thanks for calling us.
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
You have Chika speaking again.
Welcome, Chika.
Yes, with all due respect to my governor, I want to say that Apapa gridlock still is not cleared.
Okay.
It's still as it is today. Are you hearing me?
Okay.
I think he has to come by himself and find out what I'm saying. It's even tighter than like before, if I may throw that word.
Okay.
So he has to come. So another thing I want to add is about the Okada Bank.
Mm.
It's just like rob Peter to pay Paul. We bound these Okadas without creating any work for them. I think.
Hello? Are you there? Okay, something's obviously happening there. Please give us a call back if you can. 01465-7190 for women. Men, call us on 0700-993-993-993. Tosin Oyedele says, Sandra, miscreants have not been chased off the rail line, so just go to the Agege Babatunde Fashola station. They litter the rail lines. There is so much defecation. They sleep, eat, and do all sorts there. They recently just barbed-wired the boarding plank because of these boys. You can check it out yourself. Tosin Oyedele with that message. Tosin, thank you very much for your message. Kenneth from Shasha says, someone who is indirectly campaigning for re-election. All these rhetorics without action is what tires me. Verify most of the things, you'll discover they are false. Apapa gridlock is still there and waste all over the streets in my area. All those videos they're showing him are not genuine. That's a message from Kenneth in Shasha. Also on WhatsApp, we've got somebody who's asking, is that a governor speaking? And is it Governor Sanwo-Olu? If yes, I'm befuddled, speechless to say the least. I can't believe that the governor is saying all the things that he's saying. Well, are the things he's saying true or are they false? Is it true that there's no more gridlock at Apapa? Is it true that Lagos is safer now than it was before he became governor? Is it true that young people have healed from NSARS psychologically? Is it true that the revenue that Lagos generates goes to work for Lagos, in Lagos? Here's a message from Chinenye, who says, I'm so proud of Team Nigeria. It was a fantastic outing and some breath of fresh air from all the sad news about our country. The governor is lying with regards to the Okada ban in relation to a reduction in robbery and the refuse clearing. On my road here in Ajah, it's been terrible in the past month. The refuse piles on the road median is getting higher. His interview has so many holes, so many half-truths in it. All right. It looks like the line for men has crapped out. So, Yinka, could you go and tell them downstairs? You go downstairs, ask for the call screening a booth. Let them know that the phone lines for men isn't working anymore so that they can get the tech team on it. Yeah? Thank you. We've got a message here from Benga in Orodia Papa, who says, Governor Sanwo-Olu is only good at talking about the theory of government. Everything he said about Apapa gridlock is a big lie. We, the people living and working in Apapa, are suffering. Apapa Port and Environs is controlled by Agbero and touts working for the government. He should do and vacate that seat. Benga from Olodia Papa with that message there. All right. Here's a message here. Joseph in Elaja says, Sandra, dear Sandra, he banned Abi. Since he banned bike, it's been more difficult commuting. And not just that, you'll have to stand at the bus stop for longer hours before getting to your destination. And traffic is terrible, coupled with illegal activities of the police force. He has done more to we the Lagosians. Words don't move development. He's just alleging facts. All right, Joseph from Elaje. It's interesting that Joseph made that comment about traffic, because Sanwo-Olu also talked about traffic. And here's what he said about traffic.
You see, everybody wants a bridge. Nobody wants it in front of his house. We cannot eat an omelette without breaking the egg. Shehu, Lekki Corridor is the highest developed real estate sector in the whole of Africa in the last 10 years. It has ballooned at a rate and at a level that is unimaginable. So, but what have we done? We're not a government about excuses. We need to fix it, and we're fixing it. What have we done? From the stretch of the first roundabout to Ajah, we've cleaned up that entire place. We remove all the roundabouts, which either usually tail back, right, to seamless roundabouts that just have traffic signals, which people obey, and is clean up that place. The places where traffic now starts from is from Chevron towards Ajah. And I take responsibility, because what we're trying to do is we're trying to get them off that main road. We're building a 9.6-kilometer regional road that comes from VGC that is going to go all the way through Ajiron, cover. We're doing a bridge. It has a bridge. It goes over water as well, the road, right? And it goes to drop them at Freedom Road. That is the road that appears that is causing, that caused that discomfort in the last 4, 5, 6 months. And the good news is that, the piers are out. That means the hands, of the bridge, because it has to drop, it has to have an overcliff when it finally comes on the Lekki Expressway. The bridge has to come down. That overcliff is what has cost, because they need to drill 40, 50 meters down. Mm-hmm. But they've completed those piers now, those piers have been completed. So there's a bit of a better movement, on that. And it's rather unfortunate, and we take it. And that's why we have said to the RRS, we need to increase, and improve, security and police pin down at those places, And we're lighting up the whole place. So it's a double-edged challenge. Mm. If you want relief 2 years down the line, something needs to happen. It's for them. 10 kilometers of road. That's a complete bypass that reduces. It's 6 lanes we're doing, Shehu. The express road right now is 4 lanes. It's 6 lanes. We're doing a bypass, 10 kilometers.
Governor Sanwo-Olu speaking there about traffic. Do you agree with the things that he has said so far that Lagos has done? in different aspects. He's talked about, you know, traffic. He's talked about the Apapa gridlock. He's talked about young people and NSARS. He's talked about the Okada ban. He's talked about the revenue that Lagos generates. He's covered so much ground. And tomorrow on The Big Three, we'll also talk about a few other things that he addressed during that interview. Our number for men isn't working, so everybody call us on 01465-7190. 01465-7190. Hello, thanks for calling us.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name, sir?
Walai is Sobo.
Your name is Walai? Did you say your name is Walai?
No, no, Robert. Oh. Can I, our line is not working.
Yes, go ahead, go ahead.
Thank you, ma. Okay. You see, I work in Apapa all my life. Okay. That is why I work.
Okay.
The truth is that if I don't have anything to say about our governor, I will commend him, honestly.
Okay.
The person that called, the first person that said Apapa gridlock is, no, 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 no. If you want me to send you videos, I will send you. Right? No. Some parts, as the man said, as the governor said, there are still some pillars packing. But this ATO system has really helped. ATO has helped.
Okay.
They brought Navy, it failed. They brought police, zero. Nothing worked.
Okay.
But with ATO, at least there is so called now. People can go to anywhere they want. The man was saying to about if you want to move from Ijorana down to Liverpool, down to Second Gate, it's free as I'm talking to you now. The only place you have trailer that are parked is between that Trevor and Abbott down to Standard Flower. I mean, they are keys, they are trucks that are going to the port. But nevertheless, the place is a little bit free. The only place I don't agree with the governor is about security.
Okay.
People are daily. You just said somebody was robbed at a code bridge. It is true. So they should beef up security. Policemen should patrol. They should patrol intermittently to cop crime. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Robert, for calling. 99.3, hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for calling. What's your name, sir?
Good evening.
Good evening.
My name is Micah.
Hi, Micah. Welcome.
I'm not so comfortable with the way the money is qualified.
Okay.
That's very desperate.
That very what?
Desperate.
Okay.
This time he said he's not asking the best for food. That is why he was sounding during the last election.
I can't hear you. You're muttering a lot. Let me just move on to the next person. I'm struggling to hear what you're saying. 99.3, sorry about that. Call back if you can. Everybody call us on 01465-7190. 01465-7190. That's the only number working right now. Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for calling. What's your name, ma'am?
Yes, good evening. My name is Rebecca.
Welcome, Rebecca.
Yes, sir. Good evening, sir.
This is Sandra, and it's Emma.
Oh, okay. Good evening. I thought the governor is on the...
No, he's not. He's not. Go ahead.
Okay. I was going to say about this Okada riders. You say, you know, the government has banned Okada. But on that Seko bridge, between 6:30 till about 9 p.m., 10 p.m., when those people are closing for work from the market, Okada riders are on that bridge as if there's no restriction. And I have seen, physically, I've seen people riding Okada on police uniform, army uniform. So who is going to enforce the law? Are they fake police? Are they fake army? So you see, this thing, if there's no follow-up, even within Surulere, you will see people in the evening, they are Okadas on within Masha area and so on. You will see them. So how are we going to save? In fact, it is very annoying. It's very annoying.
Okay.
So there should be some form of enforcement. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rebecca, for calling. All right, Lagos, let's move to our final story. Festus Keamo says that students and parents should talk to ASUU, not government, about ending the strike. You know that ASUU is on strike because they want the federal government to honor the 2009 agreements that it made with the union. Under that agreement, the federal government is supposed to pay for revitalization of campuses and increased allowances for lecturers. The total bill is over 1 trillion naira. when the Buhari admin came to the office, came to office, they asked ASUU for time and they agreed to a gradual honoring of the agreement. ASUU says it is still waiting for that to happen. And that's why they are on strike again. But Festus Keamo, the Minister of State for Labor, says that the government has done its best. Nigerians should beg ASUU. He said, quote, "The moment they went on strike, we intervened. What is the manner again? Beyond that, even before the strike began, we called them to a meeting. What manner is more than that? It's not like we left them to go on strike first and we were sleeping as the talks started. They still went on strike. You cannot allow one sector of the economy to hold you down and then blackmail you to go and borrow 1.2 trillion naira and our total income is around 6.1 trillion naira. And we have roads to build, health centers, other sectors to take care of. I will tell the parents, everybody, to go and beg ASUU, like the president said the other time. Those who know them should appeal to their sense of patriotism. The nation cannot ground to a halt because we want to take care of the demands of ASUU," end quote. Those are Festus Keamo's words. And let's unpack what Keamo said, shall we? He says the federal government, quote, intervened when ASUU went on strike, and he doesn't know what else the federal government could have done. To be clear, the intervention that the federal government did was to ask ASUU not to go on strike and to promise to meet their demands. On their part, ASUU said they don't believe the promise, since the federal government had promised before and not delivered. But now, Keamo seems to be saying that the federal government does not plan to deliver on those promises because, according to Keamo, the money simply isn't there. He said the government cannot borrow over a trillion naira just for ASUU, so we should beg ASUU. So you have those who are asking, why make an agreement you cannot honor? Keamo is accusing ASUU of trying to blackmail the government. Do you agree? Or do you believe that ASUU is simply pressing for what they are owed based on existing agreements? And what do you think about Keamo saying that Nigerians should appeal to ASU's sense of patriotism? 01465-7190. That's the only number available. Meanwhile, ASUU President Emmanuel Osoroke has responded. Professor Osoroke said, quote, "We are challenging him to mention one of the things that the government has done on all the issues that led to the strike. How much has been released to the revitalization fund for universities? How much has been released for the payment of the earned academic allowances? Has the visitation panel report been released? This is a demand that does not even have to do with money. Have they signed the agreement that was negotiated between their team and ASUU? On the issue of IPPIS and UTAS, have the results been made available? These are the questions Nigerians have to ask them. The demands that don't have to do with money, have they met those demands?" End quote. Those are the questions from ASUU. Oshodeke mentioned IPPS versus UTAS there. And I think it's important to talk about that for a moment for people who may not have that context. You know that ASUU is under fire for refusing to adopt IPPIS in federal universities and polytechnics, right? ASUU claims that IPPIS is not flexible enough to handle some peculiar things in academics, like sabbaticals, like visiting lecturers. That's why they presented UTAS. You know, as part of the negotiation, the federal government said that they would run an analysis on UTAS and publish the findings. If UTAS passes, the university can use it. ASUU is claiming that the government has failed to publish the results. They're also accusing the government of not releasing the visitation panel report. As the president said, the ASUU president said, releasing the report does not require money. So is ASUU saying that if the federal government has failed to meet a demand that does not cost any money, it's a show of bad faith? Is that what they're saying? 01465-7190. That's the only number available. And yes, you can talk about all our stories today. You heard from Sonwolu over the weekend. You heard our story about our success at the nation, at the Commonwealth Games. And now we've just talked about ASUU and Festus Keyamo. Let's speak with Kevin. He's on the line. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, I greet you, Sandra.
I greet you too. Welcome.
Yes, I fought the governor on the issue of Okada ban.
Okay.
In the respective local governments, that it has been said that Okada should not apply. They are still applying those local governments.
Okay.
I still see them in my area here in Suruliri. I fought the governor on the issue of security. There's insecurity in the land, especially here in Lagos. There was robbery around somewhere in Lawanson about 2 nights ago.
Okay.
And they were going from home to home, house to house.
Wow.
I fought the governor on issue of transportation and traffic.
Okay.
I've been on this Eco Bridge now for the past 40 minutes.
Okay.
And we are crawling. I don't know why this issue of the Apogo Bridge has not been resolved. That is what is causing this traffic mainly.
Hmm.
So it is easier said than done.
Okay.
The governor has not. I won't talk about Apapa because I don't want to risk my life to go there at all and witness this. Because he said he has resolved this. Those that are in Apapa can say better.
Mm.
But I want the governor. We had a governor here in Lagos that was staying, that was my neighbor.
Okay.
In the evening, he takes a bike himself, wears a face cap with a jean, and he goes to see things himself. He does not wait for any video to come and show him any video. He goes there. It's only those of us that know him. Record say, ah, look at Sashila going. He goes to monitor things by himself in the evening, in the night. So if you are waiting for someone to give you a video and they show you one or two videos, and anything that can be doctored or anything, you are not waiting in vain. The governor should go there himself to see things. So I fought many of the things he said, but it's unfortunate that there's no good contender here in Lagos. We are just going to parabolize. Having said that, congratulations against Jerry. We wish them all the best. And our men, you should learn from them all. I hate our girls.
All right, Kevin, thank you very much. Our men did well, Joe. They won, they came fourth, they came fifth, they got silver and bronze. They did well, yeah? Joy Forever on Twitter says, Governor Sonwolu said traffic is only from Chevron. Is this man living in Lagos? God help us. Refuse has taken over Aja, Igboefong, Obalende, Lagos Island. Okada is still operational around Ikeja MMA 2 by Conoil. Lekki Epe Expressway. Okada is still driving there. All right. 99.3, hello.
Hello. Hello, President Sandra.
Good to have you on the show, sir.
How are you today?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm very okay, my dear. My name is Prince YS, calling you from Amuodo.
Welcome, Prince YS. Good to have you on the show. Go ahead. Okay, looks like we lost the connection to Prince YS. Well, that's my cue to wrap it up, actually, because remember, today is day one of the I Beg to Differ debate tournament. We're bringing you the very first playoffs right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info. So I will take a break now. When we come back from this break, the next thing you will hear will be our news, our business news at 4 o'clock, and then teenagers debating that a nationwide ban on Okada is a good idea. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Don't go away.
Join the conversation no matter where you are. Download our mobile app by searching Nigeria Info.
I want to assume that you would run because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running mate to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire them. Those that need to be fired are fired.
It's looking like the brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. Now, what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that. I'm not a Chelsea.